Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. The basketball season is over for the LA Clippers. A devastating loss. Had a 16-point lead against Oklahoma City and wound up getting beaten on the home court last night. Jumped out to that big lead, and Kevin Durant took over the game. Clippers took Russell Westbrook out of the game, held him without a basket for the first 22 minutes. But Durant took over in the second half, scored 39 points in the game, 16 rebounds. Oklahoma City had a 30-10 scoring advantage at the end of the third quarter, into the fourth quarter to blow the game open. Meanwhile, off the court, the Donald Sterling story will not go away. Sterling has now declared war on NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, says he's refusing to pay the $2.5 million fine. The league says it will not pay the TV rights money owed the Clippers. That's how they're going to get the money. And, of course, Sterling now threatening to sue for breach of contract because he was not given due process. The NBA says the Constitution bylaws supersede any type of due process. Clippers coach Doc Rivers hit with a $25,000 fine before that sixth playoff game last night, the aftermath of the blistering criticism of NBA referees for the loss in Oklahoma City. Other NBA game last night, Indiana Pacers beat the Washington Wizards. They move on. The erratic Pacers have to tangle with LeBron James and the Miami Heat in the NBA Eastern Finals. Lakers note, Mitch Kupchak, general manager, goes public. Kobe Bryant will not have any input in the search for new head coach for the Lakers. And the Knickerbockers, stunned by the last-minute loss of potential coaching candidate Steve Kerr, who jumped to Golden State, Knickerbockers say they will talk to veteran guard Derek Fisher after the playoffs. He might be the head coach. They would surround him with veteran coaches like Kurt Rambis. Phil Jackson is going back to his Laker ties to try to fix the Knicks situation. Major League Baseball, Padres split a doubleheader with the Cincinnati Reds yesterday. Johnny Cueto throws a three-hit shutout in the first game, a 5-0 whitewash job for the Reds. Ian Kennedy got shelled, gave up 11 hits. Padres roared from behind in the second game, hit three home runs to post a victory. San Diego opens a weekend series in Colorado. Will not be easy. It's just not Coors Field. Rockies are hitting .296 as a team this season. I don't understand it, but they did it. The Padres felt they had to give up on Kyle Blanks. They traded the veteran first baseman outfielder to the Oakland Athletics yesterday for a AAA player who's only hitting .257. Doesn't make any sense. Dodgers open a 9-game road trip in Arizona tonight. Zach Greinke is 6-1 on the season. He starts Yasiel Puig, the Cuban missile. He's red hot. Puig is hitting .356. He's got a 14-game hitting streak going into that game in Phoenix. Angels beat Tampa last night. Mike Trout, 3-run home run in the 9th inning. Good matchup with the Halos and the Rays tonight. Jared Weaver goes for his 5th straight win on the mound. Elsewhere in baseball, the Giants beat Atlanta. San Francisco goes to 27-15. The Yankees finally won a game in the Subway Series with the Mets, nipped them 1-0. Boston lost to Minnesota again. The Red Sox, with one of the big payrolls in baseball, just 20-20 on the season. And Milwaukee of all people, wins another game last night. They beat Pittsburgh. The Brewers are 26-15. The catastrophe of pitching problems continues. Texas Ranger ace Martin Perez last night confirmed torn ulnar ligament in his elbow. He's going to have surgery. He becomes the 24th player since February 15th in baseball that needs the Tommy John procedure. Not good news for ex-Padre pitcher Matt Latos. The Reds have now put him on the 60-day disabled list. Latos has been slow to come back from off-season bone chip surgery in his elbow. He's had two setbacks. And Jaime Garcia, who's had surgery on his rotator cuff and his torn labrum, back on the mound this weekend. Cardinals have activated him from the disabled list. NFL football, Chargers opening their rookie camp with their draft picks and free agents today. Jason Verrett, the number one pick from TCU, will not participate. He, of course, is recovering from labrum shoulder in his shoulder. Cleveland Browns free agent Miles Austin, ex-Dallas Cowboy, inks a contract to be with the Browns. 301 career receptions, though his career has been marred by injuries. Browns have also signed Earl Bennett, former wide receiver of the Chicago Bears. Miami has signed one of the hot young wide receivers off the Seattle Seahawks roster, free agent Stevie Williams. 49ers have signed Josh Johnson, the former quarterback of the University of San Diego. He spent time as a journeyman backup with Tampa Bay and Cincinnati. Vikings, looking for offensive line help, have brought in Jamarcus Webb, Chicago Bears, for a free agent workout. And a surprise story out of Jacksonville, Matt Scott, former star quarterback, University of Arizona, given his outright release. Not good news in Boston. New England grand jury has now indicted Aaron Hernandez, the Patriots' tight end. Two counts of murder, now accusing him of being the trigger man in a 2012 drive-by murder that left two men dead after an argument at a bar. And Rashe Caldwell, a former Charger wide receiver, also had been with New England, arrested in Tampa, trying to sell 5 pounds of ecstasy. College football note, Pac-12 Championships is moving to a new venue. Instead of playing on a campus, the Pac-12 Championships is going to be played at the new Levi's Stadium. That's the new home of the San Francisco 49ers. NHL hockey, it is Game 7. Win and go on, loser goes home. LA Kings, Anaheim Ducks tonight, a Friday night fireworks. The big question, can the Kings' defense hold up in front of beleaguered goaltender Jonathan Quick? The bigger question, Jonathan Gibson, the young rookie goaltender of the Ducks, finally got shelled. How will he respond after losing in Game 6? NHL Eastern Conference Finals begin on Saturday night. The New York Rangers tangle with the upstart Montreal Canadiens. And when you lose, changes are made. Reports out of Pittsburgh that coach Dan Bylsma could be fired this weekend. Enormous criticism of the Penguins because Sidney Crosby scored one playoff goal in 13 games. And in San Jose, they didn't get back to the final. San Jose has begun a purge of their roster. They say they're not going to re-sign star defenseman Dan Boyle and veteran right winger Martin Havlat. Big weekend auto racing if it does not rain. Indy 500 qualifying on Saturday and Sunday. They're all chasing the 225-mile-an-hour lap that Ryan Hunter Ray put up. NASCAR big weekend Charlotte All-Star Race. Jimmy Johnson has won that race 4 times in his career. Off weekend for Formula One. And in horse racing, can California Chrome do it again? The California Horse, which won the Kentucky Derby, horse to be to the Preakness at Pimlico. Only 10 horses in that field on Saturday afternoon. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.